Have you ever been traveling down the road and come this close to having a serious accident, Brother J.R.? I have. Do you ever think what got you through it? Do you ever think what got you through that missing that serious accident? You young people that drive. When I was young, I thought I was invincible. I thought nothing could affect me. Thought I, whatever I did, I would survive, Brother Junior. But you look out in the world today, there's a lot of young people dying. A lot of young people dying, Sister Ethel. The old people are dying too. But you know death is not so bad, Sister Brenda, when Jesus is on your side. That's the thing about it. That's the key right there. Have you got Jesus in your life? Now people, whether you believe it or don't believe it, it ain't going to change. Brother Lon, Christ is going to return. Brother Kenny. And I've not got time to argue with you about why and all this stuff, but I know He's coming back for me. It's not important to argue, Brother Junior. But somebody's got an argument with me, I said, here's the Bible. What does it say? Brother Roger, I'll take that over you, Brother David, and I love you. Not saying you would get wrong, but we all get wrong. But it's a very serious matter today, because in this world, Brother Junior, is the only time you can make preparation to go to heaven. You don't have to do anything to get to go to hell. Just sit there and do nothing. Whether you believe it or not, it won't change it. I'm so thankful to be able to even address you today. It's a joy to be able to talk to this wonderful congregation of people. Sister Brenda, how thankful we are for what we've got here today. Second time we've ever had it, Brother Junior. And God is the reason for it all. Like I said to begin, Brother Jim, it's not about me, it's not about you, but it's about Jesus. You know, this week I've been to two funerals, and I know that I feel and in my heart those that I went to, Brother Fred, just traded a world of sorrow and trouble for a life of joy and peace. Yes. Well, today, Brother Junior, it's better on the other side. On the other side of the river, Brother Greg, there's peace and joy and life eternal. Well, Brother Junior, when's He going to return, brethren? I want you to know, Brother Lon. Well, today, I believe He's coming back, Brother Fred. And I believe He's coming for me, Brother John. You young people here today. Yes, today, Jessica, you're not invincible. None of you are invincible. Whether you believe it, I remember Brother Greg saying, oh, maybe passing a wreck sometime. Jessica, that could have been you. It could have been me, Brother Greg. Oh, but here's the thing about it, Brother Greg. Are you ready to go, Brother Fred? Are you ready to go, young man? The choice is yours. I'm not trying to be mean, Brother Kenny, but there's a question to ask within yourself. Are you ready to go? And today, yeah, today, whether you're ready or whether you're not, Brother Fred, He's coming again. Somebody said, well, Brother Terry, do you mean the world's going to end right now? I don't know that, Brother Doc, but I do know this. You all pray just for a few minutes of time today. Yes, today, Brother Junior, I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. Today, when the Lord calls, Brother, for your name, and Brother John, that's the end of the world for you. There is going to be no more today. Yeah, Brother Tay, are you trying to scare me, Brother Junior? And I'll tell you what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to instill the fear of God in you and by the Word of God, Brother. And today, yes, today I know today, beyond a shadow of a doubt, Brother Junior. And today, they sought him many times, Brother Fred, they sought him, and that they couldn't find him. And today, today, brethren, help you to understand. And today, what he told them one time, and he said, my time is not yet, but your time is always. And today, today, even when they were seeking him, Brother Junior, today he had his disciples around about him, and he went away to pray, did he not? Today, what did he pray, Brother David? Today he prayed, Father, let this cup pass from me. And Brother Junior, he went away one time. He come back and he found them sleeping. Did he not, Brother Fred? Yesterday he come back and found them sleeping, Brother Fred. And he said to them, today, and he went away again, Brother Fred. He come back and he found them sleeping. Could you not even watch 1 hour from me? And today, Brother Fred, here's what I want you to know. And today he went away the third time, Brother Junior, and come back. And today, Brother Lon, he went away the third time and come back, Brother Junior. And he told him, he said, don't you worry. And today, sleep on, Brother Junior. And today, sleep on, Brother Roger, and because they're coming for me, and I want you to know how they led him away, Brother Fred. And today, they led him where, Brother, and to the place where they were going to crucify him, and Brother John. And I want you to know they loaded him down with the cross, Brother. And I want you to know he took that cross, Brother Fred. He bore it all for why, Brother Junior? Because he loved us. And today, today, no greater love ever known, Brother, than Jesus. And they took him to the cross, and they nailed him there. They let us put a crown of thorns on his head. And Brother Junior, they nailed the spikes in his feet and his hand. And I want you to know, how long did he hang there, Brother Junior? I want you to know, he hung there for 6 hours, Brother. And as he hung there, Brother Junior, there was a space of time, and when it was not dark, or when it was not even daylight. And today, there was a time there, Brother Kenny, but I want you to know, when he hung there, he looked to his father, and he began to say, my God, my God, my God, hast thou forsaken me? And today, I want you to know that God ain't forsaken you. God loves you, Brother Junior, and I'm not going to take long, but God loves you. The Bible said, no greater love than any man have than one. And then he laid down his life for his friend, and I want you to know he's your friend today. Juanita, I prayed for you the other night, and I prayed hard, Brother Junior. I said, and I, you know what? I made up in my mind, Brother Junior, if I was going to go see her, and I called, and she was gone, and she was already there. But you know what? I say about this. When I get there, here's what I'm going to say. I'm not trying to embarrass you, but here's what I was going to say. Today, have you made it right with God today? Have you made it right with God? Now, Brother Junior, we're not beating around the bush about it, Brother. Today, I'm very serious about it. Today, I want you to live and live forever. Brother Fred, I ain't got time to wait, Brother Junior, to play game with them. Today, I want you to know that it's a serious matter, Brother Lon. tragedy. It's a serious matter. Brother Junior, what are you going to do with Jesus? Brother Junior, what are you going to do with him? Brother Willard, I want you to know when he come to me, Brother Fred, I found the greatest friend that I've ever known. And today, I want you to know he's been with me through the rough time, Brother, Brother David. He's been with me in the good time, Brother. But I want you to know, but I want you to know, when it come down time, Brother Lon, for me to lay down and die, on my pillow I'll be laying, maybe, Brother Junior. There's an old brother laying over here in the hospice center that I've been spending a lot of time with. He said, Brother Terry, I don't understand why God's leaving me here. I'm 94 years old. I want to go on home, Brother Junior. And here's the way he looks at it, Brother. And there's more to die for, Brother Gray, and than there is to live for. And on the other side of the river, Brother Junior, yes, on the other side of the river, there's peace, there's joy. There's happiness. Now, Juanita, I love you. I'm not trying to embarrass you. But, Brother Junior, I mean, I'm business, Brother. I'm very serious about it. And with my son here, I'm very serious about you. And my daughter-in-law and all these people, I'm very serious, Brother Fred. Today, yes, Brother Greg, I want them to live forever. Amen. I want them to have a home in heaven. Somebody said, I want to go to heaven because mommy went. You know, I don't know about that. Brother Junior, I believe mommy's over there, Brother. Brother Kenny, I believe Sister Ethel's over there, Brother John. But that ain't the reason I want to go. Brother Kenny, the reason I want to go, Brother Junior, is because of my Savior. He's there, Brother Fred. He's there today, and he's begging all of you to come. Come unto me, all of you that are heavy laden today. For my burdens are easy and my load is light, Brother Junior. Yes, today, what are you going to do with Jesus? What are you going to do with him? I'll tell you what I've done with him. As the little poem you wrote at mile marker 146.
Yeah, Lord.
I accepted Jesus. What are you going to do with him?
Lord.
Huh? What are you going to do with him? The choice is yours.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now I quit and I want Brother Greg to come.